Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We are awaiting a call. I think he's calling in right now. He's on a busy, okay. He's on a tight schedule. Apparently being governor keeps you busy. And like, yeah, if he comes on, it's like, oh, I'm so busy, I'm the governor. Well, you know, we all have our problems, Mr. Governor.
He's a busy guy.
Not saying I'm a trash talking, but he better not. No, he's here with us now.
We're also going to be talking to Joe Snedeker later this hour, because that snow that's coming is coming tomorrow in the afternoon and through early Saturday morning. But again, the Scranton St. Patrick's Parade is still on for Saturday, so you better be there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, so we're going to welcome our guest right now. The new governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro. Good morning, Governor.
Hey, Casey, you're trash-talking me, man. I'm sitting on hold.
It was...
I cleared my whole day for you and Nancy, so now you're trash-talking me?
Hang on.
Come on, man.
Oh, it wasn't you. Here's the thing. Nancy texted me yesterday. She just said, Shapiro, tomorrow, 8:10. I thought it was Ben Shapiro, and I wasn't sure. And that was...
Goodness.
But I'm happy to have you here. And
yeah, we're very happy.
Let the record reflect. I am not related to that guy, as far as I know.
That's a good thing. All right.
Yeah. Just trying to save myself, man. You're powerful. I don't want to get in trouble.
We've been talking about the Scranton St. Patrick's Parade. Have you ever been there?
I have, but I must confess, it is the First Lady, my wife's 50th birthday, and we are celebrating on Saturday. So I will not be at the parade because I want to stay married, and we're going to be celebrating her. But it's an awesome time. I hope everybody enjoys, and I'll look forward to catching back up with everybody next year.
Yeah, it's such a big deal. It's really a lot of fun. All right. You have something very important, obviously, that you unveiled the other day, and that is your first budget address that you made. And you talk a lot about a whole bunch of things. And so I feel like we're really doing the Cliff Notes version here, but one of the big things you're talking about is education. You've got a boost for the schools. You've got free universal breakfast. I mean, a lot of stuff in that. Talk a little bit about the school districts.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, you know, you can summarize the mandate that the good people of northeastern Pennsylvania and all across this Commonwealth gave me, and that is reject extremism and get stuff done. And I said stuff because, of course, we're on radio and probably can't say the other S word. But it really is true. I mean, we have to get meaningful things done. I think it starts in our classrooms. So we invested over $1 billion in new money for education. But instead of let's just talk about the dollar amount, let's talk about what it actually would do. So a big increase in funding for our local schools, Scranton and Wilkes-Barre and places in between. For the first time ever, a massive commitment to mental health for our kids, over $500 million over 5 years to be able to put counselors and other mental health services in all of our schools. Free universal breakfast for our children in public schools. We know kids can't learn when they're hungry. Investment over $500 million over 5 years in fixing up crumbling schools. Many of our older school buildings have serious needs, and they've gone unaddressed for such a long time. And, of course, taking care of our teachers with higher pay and mental health services for them as well. And then finally, something that's particularly important to me, we need more vo-tech back in our classrooms and helping kids chart their own course. So this invests a lot more in vo-tech programs for our kids so that they can have successful lives that they choose for them, not that some bureaucrat in Harrisburg chooses for them. So those are just a few of the examples. I think it's also important to know, because there's probably people thinking, all right, well, who's going to pay for this? We don't raise any taxes in the budget. In fact, my budget cuts taxes. And my budget proposal is more conservative than, the outfit in Harrisburg that typically judges these things, which is known as being really conservative itself, this thing called the Independent Fiscal Office. So fully paid for, real investments in public education, real investments in our kids, so that they have the opportunity to succeed.
Now, we do know there's staffing issues on a number of fronts. And I know, as you just mentioned, education, there's an incentive to bring in more teachers as well. But I also see where you are also, as you know, a former attorney general, talking about the staffing issues for the state police. They are really strapped. We have seen local police departments disband, and then the state police are stretched to the limit. So let's talk about those issues as well for the state police.
Look, Pennsylvanians are facing critical labor shortages, and I think we see this most acute in public safety, education, and in healthcare. So here's just a few, quick facts. One in four nursing jobs in Pennsylvania are unfilled. We're short more than 1,200 municipal police officers across the Commonwealth. Scranton School District had 40 teacher vacancies going into the current school year, and I just think if we don't act now, these numbers are going to get worse. These are frontline workers who we all depend upon. And so that's why in my budget, I'm proposing a $2,500 personal income tax credit for new cops, new teachers, and new nurses every year for the next 3 years, because we want to send a clear message that we want you here in our Commonwealth. It's better schools, healthier families, safer communities. I think we can all agree on that. So this tax credit is fully paid for, and it's going to help those who we need to help us.
We have a story in our local paper today where in Luzerne County, the managers at the 911 are now filling some of those shifts because of those staffing issues. So just to show you, as you said, those first responders and people who are in real critical positions having a hard time getting people to take these jobs. Let's talk a little bit about the senior citizen property tax and rent rebates. You are calling for an increase in those. If you could give us those details.
Absolutely. Seniors, primarily seniors, also some of those who are disabled, qualify in Pennsylvania for something called a property tax rent rebate. Basically, a payment that helps them afford their rent or their mortgage. In fact, more than 24,000 residents in Lackawanna and Luzerne counties receive rebates. The problem is, and the rebates are wildly popular, right? The problem is the amount on those rebates and who qualifies hasn't been updated in 17 years while the cost of living has gone up. So while cost of living has gone up, people have basically been priced out of getting this help. So my budget helps our seniors by expanding that help. So 175,000 more Pennsylvanians will now qualify for the rebate. And the rebate is going to be nearly doubled what it is now. So more seniors, higher rebate, that allows them to stay in their homes. It allows them to be able to afford the other things that they need to pay for, food, medicine, hanging out with their grandkids, whatever. They deserve that help, and this budget makes a massive investment in our seniors. And Northeastern PA is really going to benefit from it.
One thing that jumped out to me, and this was surprising to me because there's just so many added fees and things for anyone with one of these mobile phones, which, of course, we all have. I didn't know about our cell phone tax. I guess it's because I don't pay attention. But you're looking to cut that.
Not cut it, eliminate it.
Well, cut it out completely,
Yeah, just cut it out. I mean, you've got, for a lot of people, I was talking to a couple moms in Erie who were saying, when they totaled up their cell phone bill, so for them, their husbands, their kids, it's like the biggest bill they pay every month. And if you look down at the bottom of the bill, where you have all those fees and taxes that, you're right, nobody really ever pays attention to, it kind of goes into their bottom line, there's the state cell phone tax. And it costs taxpayers over $100 million a year. I just want to eliminate it. It's just a tax that I would consider a nuisance tax. We do not need to have it, and so we're going to eliminate it in my budget.
That's cool. Yeah, that's another thing that really jumped on. Someone actually just texted about this. One of the things we always talk about, oh, roads are really bad. We pay the highest gas taxes in the nation. But, oh, wait a second. The money that from those taxes, that goes to the state police. Now, your budget has a lot of money going toward the state police. But then you're also shifting. Where's that money coming from? Because I know you announced you want to move money out of, from the state police and put the gas tax money elsewhere.
Yeah, it's a little confusing. So let me break this down. We have a fund in Pennsylvania called the Motor License Fund. Forget the name of it. But here's the important point. This has been going on for decades and decades. The money that goes into that fund comes from the taxes you pay when you fuel up at the pump. The problem with that fund is that the money gets divided between road and bridge repair and other infrastructure needs and the state police. So the moment that money comes in, you have an immediate conflict between public safety on the law enforcement side and public safety on the infrastructure side. I would argue, having bridges that don't fall down is an important public safety issue. And so what we finally did was just decouple it and say all of that gas tax money is going to go to funding our roads and bridges. And we set up a separate dedicated law enforcement fund that will allow our state police to have the resources they need. And while we're at it, we increase funding for the state police because I think we need more police in our Commonwealth, properly trained and from the communities they're sworn to serve and protect. More police. We're going to have 4 new cadet classes. That's over 400 state troopers. And we're going to make sure that they have the technology, the training, the resources they need to do a great job for us. So we're kind of coming at this in 3 ways. One, by decoupling it from the road and bridge fund. It's common sense, right? Why would we make those two compete? 2, more cadet classes. And 3, what we talked about before, every new cop, state trooper, or local police are going to get that $2,500 individual tax break to encourage them to work here in Pennsylvania.
Obviously, now you need to work with the entire legislature here. And I have to say, having done news and also talked now for many years, it seems like this is being received by Republicans, the other side. Again, there are some that have obviously issues with some of it, but it does seem like it's getting a pretty good reception. And it looks like there could be some kind of negotiation in getting this thing through. How do you feel about what's coming?
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. I mean, look, I'm someone who has always brought Republicans and Democrats together to get things done. And I think we're proving that in the first several weeks. I've been communicating with Republican leaders. I've made clear that I want to work with them. I've made clear what lines I wouldn't cross and invited them to tell me what lines they wouldn't cross so that we can recognize, there's probably 70 or 80% of things left on the table where we can find some common ground. One of the things I've always hated about the budget process in Harrisburg is governors stand up. They put forth these wish lists that don't reflect reality. Oftentimes the budgets aren't really even balanced. And they sort of chastise the people in the other party. I took a decidedly different approach. I put forth a very responsible budget. It's fully paid for. It cuts taxes. It does not raise taxes. And it includes a number of priorities that folks on the other side of the aisle care about. And so it gives us an opportunity to start out, not by fighting with one another, but with a lot of common ground in this budget. I'm fully aware that Republicans are going to have things that they want and areas where they might differ from us. I proposed, for example, that we raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. For some reason, Republicans have opposed that in the past. I get it, but I'm going to challenge them to move a little bit on that. I'm sure they're going to challenge me to move a little bit on some stuff, and that's okay. That's the way the process is supposed to work. My goal was to take some of the heat out of the room, some of the partisanship out of the room, and show people that we got to work together to get big things done. And I've been really grateful, I should say, for the response that's come from Republican leaders that, they're ready to get to work and that they think this is a reasonable start of the process.
Well, it's obvious you don't know how these things work in America anymore because you're supposed to hate each other. And
it's good to know that.
Nice to hear perhaps, that, actually.
Yeah, they should work together. Governor Josh Shapiro, thank you so much. You have been really accessible to the people of Northeast Pennsylvania. We have talked to you quite a few times already. So it's nice to have that discussion and let people know what is going on. And we wish the First Lady a very happy 50th birthday.
Well, I appreciate that. And I'll actually be in your neck of the woods, I think, twice next week. So hopefully I'll see you in person, and maybe Jason can apologize to my face for trash-talking me as I sat on hold waiting for him to finish his talk. But no, I look forward to seeing you guys, and thanks for having me on. And have a great and safe weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Nancy, I need a vacation next week. Can I get?
Take care, Governor. Thank you.
Thanks for being
on. See you again. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.